Last month, Tampa Democratic Senator Athenia Joyner tabled her bill, so concerns from Republican members of the Senate Criminal Justice Committee, the Florida Sheriff's Association, and state attorneys could be addressed. She says her aim is still the same. She wants to give judges the discretion not to impose a 3-year minimum mandatory sentence for a first-time offender caught in possession of a small amount of illegal drugs, including cocaine and LSD. And on Monday, she told the committee she changed the measure to include certain criteria to make that happen.
The trafficking violation only includes possession. It cannot be argued that the amendment applies to selling, manufacturing, or delivering a controlled substance. The defendant must also demonstrate that the possession of the controlled substance does not involve possession with intent to sell, manufacture, or deliver the controlled substance.
Still, her bill raised questions from former lawmaker and current Palm Beach State Attorney Dave Ehrenberg, representing the Florida Prosecuting Attorneys Association.
Under this bill, now we have to prove intent to sell, or don't we have to prove intent to sell? Because it seems to conflict with the statutes. It conflicts with the jury instructions. It conflicts with case law. It seems like now, if this bill passes, we now have to prove intent to sell, and the size of the drugs does not give us that inference any longer.
Joyner agreed to look into that, and the bill passed 4-3 with two Republicans voting alongside Democrats. According to the Criminal Justice Impact Conference, her bill could save the state at least $30 million and could result in about 450 fewer incarcerations over a 5-year period. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.